Coming up next is an interview with Francis Gary Powers Jr., son of an American pilot whose CIA U-2 spy plane was shot down while flying over Soviet Union. He was later exchanged for Soviet KGB Colonel Rudolf Abel.
What is your personal opinion on the entire spy scandal with the 10 supposed SVR agents that have been arrested in the U.S.?
I believe that espionage is still a force to be reckoned with. Every country spies. Whether or not these individuals were espionage agents in the traditional sense of the word, or operatives, or hired guns, is yet to be determined. But espionage is still a very important tool that governments utilize to gather information.
How do you think this whole scandal will end?
Well, right now there are a few options. They can be sentenced and imprisoned. They can be exchanged. And I believe that those are the only two options that are viable currently. I doubt very much that there'll be any type of an execution. These people, from what I understand, were not charged yet. And there were no major secrets that were sent over to Russia. So it's not a crime that would warrant a stiff penalty, but I believe that it's going to be a slap on the hand.
I read the complaints myself, and I had asked a couple of other people I had spoken with about this matter their opinion on the fact that the actual complaints themselves did not include any espionage-related or spy or secrets-related charges. Can you say anything on that?
It's my understanding that these individuals were quote-unquote deep cover. They were here setting themselves up for future intelligence gathering activities. They were getting in a position where they could rub elbows at cocktail parties with influential people, politicians, scientists, think tanks, and things like that. It would also be available for them to keep their eyes open for possible targets to go after so that they could then approach them to say, hey, can you help us with this favor? We can compensate you in such and such a way. You will be doing our association a very good favor, and try to recruit people to help work for people in the future.
Okay. So you think they were cut off at the pass. So basically they haven't, or they did not actually do anything or any real damage to the U.S. yet.
I don't know enough yet. I've only been able to ascertain what has been released in the press. And there's always a lot of misinformation in the press as well as facts. So you have to be very careful as to what you're reading and try to read between the lines so that you can determine what the American government has on these folks.
Of course.
It seems right now that there's no major secrets that these people had received and passed along. It's more that they were undercover operatives positioning themselves to do these type of things in the future.
Okay. My next question is regarding the swap that everybody's talking about right now. Why do you think the U.S. decided to swap these 10 people for, I believe it's going to be 4 people? Why did they decide to use a swap as a way out of this situation?
Well, swapping spies is a very old measure. It goes back to, you know, my father, Gary Powers, the U-2 pilot, was exchanged, a spy swap, at the Kliniker Bridge in Potsdam, Germany in February of 1962. So 48 years ago, my father was being exchanged for a Soviet spy, Colonel Rudolf Abel. This is just a way that each government can get back assets. Then they can be debriefed, and then they can try to get information from them as to what they experienced, what they went through, what they were able to gather, that they were after, you know, 2 years in prison, 10 years in prison, 15 years in prison, were able to finally reveal to their host governments. It's also a way diplomatically to resolve the issue. Tit for tat. You've captured one of ours, we've captured two of yours, you've captured three of ours, we've captured four of yours, and eventually it's better to return them as opposed to paying and wasting resources from each government to help maintain them in a prison facility.
Can we go back to your father? Would you like to tell the listeners anything you remember, especially about your father's swap, how you felt at the time what your reaction was, what your father said about it, if you can.
Oh, sure. I don't remember the spy swap exactly, because I was not yet born in 62.
Mm-hmm.
But I was growing up in this family, and I was talking to my father at a very young age about the shoot-down, the imprisonment, and the spy exchange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember my father telling me that he always was wishful, that he thought that tomorrow he would be exchanged, but then a week would go by, a month would go by, and he'd be very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day, after 18 months of incarceration, the Soviet officials came to him and said, pack your bags, you're going to Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, this was the first hope that my father had that he was going to be released.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He then goes to Moscow. They fly him to East Germany at the time and set him up in a safe house in East Germany. And then at 6 in the morning, at a cold, dark, foggy morning, right out of a John Le Carré novel, there's these two people on the bridge. Each one of them is surrounded by their entourage of guards and officials. They are positively ID'd. And then these two men, Rudolph Abel and my father, Gary Powers, walk across the Glenacre Bridge to their respective freedoms. So this spy exchange that my father went through is like directly out of a spy novel.
The
spy swap that's going to happen now, if it does happen at all, is going to be a little bit more not so covert. It will not be at a bridge. It will not be in the darkest moments of the morning at 6 in the morning with patrol boats and machine guns and German shepherds. It's going to be more of a diplomatic exchange, possibly in a neutral country, possible at an embassy, depends on how they work out the details.
Yeah, I believe one of them is flying to Vienna and then onward. So
exactly. So a neutral country, Vienna, that's exactly what I had in mind.
Okay, great. A lot of people have said there's people behind the scenes who do not want Russian and U.S. relations to be good.
I don't believe that is the root why the Russian agents or operatives were outed at this time. I do believe that the FBI was tailing these folks for many years. I believe that the underlying message that the American government was sending to Russia is basically a slap on the hand. Hey, we know you're doing this. We're aware of your activities. Let's not ruin our good relations by having this happen. Here, we've caught you. Here are your agents in return. Let's get beyond this and continue to go forward with good diplomatic relations.
That was an interview by John Robles with Francis Gary Powers, Jr.